This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. During last night's meeting, the Bethel City Council overturned the mandate that declares the pandemic to be a state of emergency, along with its quarantine and testing mandate. It tabled two more pandemic mitigation measures till next meeting. It also did not approve a measure to allot more funding to the Community Action Grant Committee. It heard a recommendation from the city manager to renew a liquor license for Phillies and a marijuana retail license for Alaska Buds, but took no action. Bethel City Council's pandemic mitigation measures come up for reconsideration every 2 months. There's the citywide mask mandate and a measure that requires unvaccinated people traveling to Bethel to either quarantine or test for the virus. There's also a measure that allows households and businesses to accrue a certain amount of debt before the city shuts off their water services. And now, since the council struck down the quarantine and testing mandate, after January 9th, unvaccinated people will no longer be required to either test for COVID-19 or quarantine before going about their business in town. These mandates did not pass because a supermajority of 6 out of 7 council members is required to pass emergency mandates. The council didn't have a supermajority last night. One council member, Perry Barr, who has always voted to pass these mandates, was not in attendance. And another council member, Mary Beth Hessler, voted against the mandates. These measures had gone unopposed since their initial adoption in September 2020. That is, until Councilmember Mary Beth Hessler was elected in October of this year. She's voted against them each time they've come up for renewal. She's also against vaccine mandates and is herself unvaccinated. Before the council could move on to whether to renew the mask mandate and the water shutoff prevention mandate, Councilmember Michelle DeWitt intervened. She made a motion that passed to table those two mandates to the next meeting. However, the next meeting isn't until January 11th, and these mandates will expire on January 9th. Under city code, the council will not be able to reconsider the testing mandate and the state of emergency mandate without the dissenting council member's approval, Councilmember Hessler's. And Hessler seems unlikely to give it. Here's her point of view.
I feel that we should give recommendations and not mandate it. That's my feeling, just saying.
Although Councilmember Rose Sugar Henderson voted in favor of the two overturned mandates, she gave hints that her viewpoint on mandatory masking may be starting to shift.
I'm looking for a closure to all of this, and at some point we have to find that closure. Cities are moving on, states are moving on, and we're sitting here. And don't get me wrong, I agree with what we're doing at this point. I just know it's going to come to a point where people are going to say, okay, it's time to move on.
Dr. Ellen Hodges, the chief of staff at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, also joined the meeting through Zoom to share her thoughts. She said that after vaccination, masking is the second best tool people have to stave off community spread of COVID. And she said it's important to prevent because, unlike getting a cold and getting over it, terrible symptoms of COVID can stick around for a long time and cause life-altering damage.
That is one of the worst scourges of this disease, is this long COVID. About 60% of patients can experience this. It is associated with a brain fog where people can't think clearly. They can't perform the job duties that they need to perform. Many of them can't work again. They have fatigue. They have chest pain, shortness of breath, especially with any amount of exertion.
During the meeting, the council also heard recommendations from the city manager to renew the liquor license for Phillies and the marijuana retail license for Alaska Buds. Some council members hinted at taking issue with renewing Philly's license, but did not mention Alaska Buds. Council can protest the liquor license renewal during the next meeting, and if it does, their dissent will be sent to Alaska's Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. The board has final say over whether it will renew the license, but takes municipal protestation into consideration. And finally, a proposal to allot 20% of the tax revenue generated from marijuana sales to the Community Action Grant Committee was overturned 6-0. Council members agreed that that committee has enough funding. And up next in AFN news, Democrat State Representative Tiffany Zolkowski delivered an address from the Legislative Bush Caucus on the first day of the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention on Monday. Zolkowski represents the Waikiki Delta's District 38 in the State House. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has the details of her speech.
Zolkuski urged the legislature to recognize Alaska Native tribes in state statute. Tribes are already recognized under federal law. She says tribal recognition within state law would strengthen relationships between tribes and the state and, quote, open the door for healing and reconciliation. She cataloged ways tribes already partner with the state to provide services to Alaskans.
We see tribes provide everything from public safety and transportation to fisheries management, healthcare, and economic development. Further, when the state was touting Alaska's COVID-19 response as a leader in the nation, it was in large part thanks to the incredible leadership, adaptability, and quick response of our tribal health organizations.
Also in her address, Zolkuski urged Alaska Natives to vote in elections as a way to combat inequities between rural and urban Alaska.
Because when we vote, good things happen. Ensuring that our voice is at the table at all levels of power, in every boardroom, and at every legislative body.
One way, Zolkuski says, the state can build equity between rural and urban areas is by preserving the Power Cost Equalization Endowment Fund. Earnings from that fund subsidize rural energy cost. Zolkuski also advocated for a balanced state budget without a special withdrawal from the permanent fund to boost the dividend.
Just as it would be irresponsible for one of our native corporations to mortgage its future and threaten its existence by paying out a dividend larger than it could afford, it would also be irresponsible for the state to do so.
She advised that the budget cuts and tight spending bills from recent years should not continue at the expense of excluding rural Alaska from essential services.
It's shameful that communities in this country in 2021 do not have basic access to running water, affordable internet or mobile, or any type of law enforcement.
The legislative session convenes on January 18th. For KYUK, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
This is KYUK News. I'm Olivia Eberts. Koyana for listening. Please email us your news tips, questions, at feedback to news@kyuk.org or message KYUK on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Uktoon coming up.